Welcome to the Center for Global Development's podcast number one. Today I'm speaking with CGD Deputy Director for Global Health Programs, Rachel Nugent, who's launching a research initiative to understand how demographic change affects economic growth in poor countries. Dr. Nugent and her colleagues will conduct this research through a series of public discussion roundtables in Washington, D.C., the first of which will take place on September 23rd. Dr. Nugent has joined me today to discuss her research on population and demographics. So, Dr. Nugent, what does the study of population and demographics consist of?
Population is very simple. It's about the numbers of people that there are and where they are.
So why is this important for developing countries?
Population underlies development in so many ways. Where the people are and how many there are affects development. It affects how much is available for each individual person, how much income, how many resources. It affects what their needs are, the age of people. Different people of different ages have different needs. Young people need schools, people who are working need jobs, and elderly people need some support for their old age and health care that's different from what younger people need. So development in its many, many manifestations is determined by the population and how the population is changing.
So what are the policy implications for this research?
Policy implications are that governments are responsible for providing for the needs of their societies and for planning ahead, for knowing what their societies are going to look like in future years and how to accommodate the needs of those societies. So for instance, if you are living in a country where population is growing very fast and you still have a lot of young people and you're a policymaker, you've got to figure out how to educate those people. You then, about 10 to 15 years later, have to figure out how to get them jobs and how to make those jobs productive for society. So just following the demographics and the changes in population is critical for an effective policymaker in any kind of country. Another example, in developing countries nowadays, we have people moving from rural areas to urban areas. In fact, for the first time ever, we see more people in urban areas. What does that mean? It means that living in a city, you need to have transportation, you need to have shelter, you need to have sanitation, you need to have a whole lot of infrastructure that is different from the needs that you have in a rural area. These are the kinds of things that policymakers need to be cognizant of and need to be planning ahead for.
Can you give me one example of a way that population is significant to the developing world?
One of the very biggest development issues that we are looking at today, climate change, is affected in several ways by population, ways that certainly cannot be ignored. One is how many people there are, and the more people there are in the world or in a region or country, the more contribution there will be to emissions that affect climate and in adverse ways. Another is where people are. People who live in coastal areas are especially vulnerable. People who live on small island developing states are extremely vulnerable. And people who live in rural areas where they're dependent on agriculture and in countries where the economy is dependent on agriculture are vulnerable to the effects of climate change. And we need to be able to understand how to mitigate those effects and how to adapt to the inevitable effects of climate change. This is a major development issue that has population as a fundamental driver.
I remember years ago hearing about the population bomb, where the world's population would overrun the planet and consume all the natural resources. Is this something we should still be worried about?
So the population bomb, the population explosion, whatever you might have called it 30 and 40 years ago, was a big issue at the time and seems to have faded away. Does that mean that population as an issue just went away? It doesn't mean that. It means that it's changed. We have adapted well to continuing population growth, but it's still a very important concern. There were 3 billion people on the Earth back when people were talking about the population explosion. We've now more than doubled the number of people, and that will almost double again by the year 2050. We expect 9 to 11 billion people to be on the Earth. The size of the Earth's population is still a very important concern, and particularly in countries where their economy is so far unable to keep up with very fast population growth. This is a contribution to poverty and to inequality, and population needs to be gotten under control in those places where they're unable to meet the needs of all their people.
So how do you plan to research all these important population issues?
CGD is launching an initiative that is called Demographics for Development that will consist of 6 lectures from experts who understand how population affects development in its different ways and differently across the world. We will have the first lecture on September 23rd from Professor Joel Cohen, Distinguished Professor of Population at Rockefeller University, and he will be joined by Peter Timmer, Senior Fellow at CGD, to discuss particularly the effects of population change on food security. We will also have lectures from other distinguished researchers over the course of the next year, and their lectures will be turned into a book, a volume that will come out at the end of the lecture series next year.
Dr. Nugent, thank you for joining me. I certainly look forward to these public discussions. This concludes the Center for Global Development's podcast number one.